Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Deuteronomy.
Amen.
Chapter 31, verse 8.
Amen.
That's Deuteronomy. Chapter 31, verse 8.
Praise the Lord.
And it reads, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. Mm-hmm. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged."
Okay.
Today's sermon is on the topic, "You are not alone."
Amen.
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 To give you some background on this scripture, Moses was saying this to Joshua.
Uh-huh.
Moses, as you remember, was sent to the wilderness for 40 days, right?
Wow.
And God was with him
before he
went. And the whole time he was there, right?
He was.
Moses had a front row seat to what God had done to free the Israelites from bondage in Egypt, right?
Amen. Amen.
He was there.
He was there.
God was there.
Yeah.
God was there before they got free.
Yes.
Moses saw the miracles. He saw God's compassion, and he witnessed how God took care of them in the wilderness, because he did.
Yes, he did.
Throughout the process, God was always with him as well as the Israelites.
Yes.
He was with them through all the trials and tribulations that they were going through. I mean, they were slaves, okay? Yes. You can't have more trials than that. Mm-hmm. But he set them free.
Yes, he did.
The whole key about this was that they were never alone. God was always with them.
Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Now, Moses could not enter the promised land, so he had to pass the torch per God to Joshua, right?
Amen.
And Joshua was going to lead the Israelites to the promised land.
Uh-huh.
Moses told Joshua our scripture. He said that the Lord will always be with you, and he told Joshua that he had nothing to worry about. Yeah. God was with him before, he's going to be with him during, and he's going to be with him after. We serve a forever God. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
This is one example where Moses was with, where God was with Moses and the Israelites as well as Joshua all the time.
Amen.
Another example would be Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Joseph, the son of Jacob.
Yes.
And Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was the 12th of 12, he was the 11th of 12 sons.
Wow.
Right?
Amen.
Number 11. Now him and his younger brother, Benjamin, had the same mom and dad.
Mm.
But his older 10 brothers had a different mom.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
And Joseph found favor with his dad, Jacob. Because Jacob really loved him.
Mm.
Jacob gave Joseph a coat of many colors symbolizing favoritism, which stirred jealousy among his older brothers, okay?
Sure.
Joseph had prophetic dreams showing his family bowing to him, which further fueled the brothers' resentment toward him.
Wow.
Now, Potiphar's wife falsely accused Joseph after he refused her advances and was thrown in jail. Remember that?
Wow.
You remember that Joseph's 10 stepbrothers threw him into a ditch, and then he was sold into slavery. Remember that?
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Joseph had a gift, thanks to God.
Yes.
He had the gift of interpreting dreams, right?
That's a great gift.
So Pharaoh needed someone to interpret it, and Joseph was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph told him, "Look, for 7 years, we will have a famine, and we need to prepare for it."
Mm-hmm.
So they started preparing for it, and when it came, they were ready.
Thank God.
Now, Joseph's stepbrothers, the very 10 that sent him into slavery and all that, threw him into this, they came to him for food because they didn't have any. Joseph forgave them.
Wow.
And he took care of his entire family.
Mm.
Now, all of this that Joseph went through, God was with him before he was even born.
Mm.
Was with him through all of this.
Mm.
and was with a map.
Wow.
The point is that Joseph was never alone. God was always with him, okay?
Thank God.
God will not leave you alone.
Thank God for that.
Another example would be the three wise men. I'm not talking about the ones that brought gifts to Jesus. I'm talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, if you remember, King Nebuchadnezzar built a massive golden statue.
He did.
And commanded everyone, including the big three, to bow to
yes.
it, right?
Yeah.
When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship only their God and not his idol, they were sentenced to be killed in a blazing furnace. Not just a regular furnace, a blazing furnace. Hotter than hot. The three men stated in Daniel 3, 17 and 18, the God we serve is able to deliver us, but even if he does not, we will not serve your God.
Wow.
Talk about faith, huh?
Yes.
They were placed in the furnace that was so hot that the men that put them in the furnace were burned, incinerated. That's how hot it was. Well, God protected them in the furnace.
Yes,
they wasn't
he
in there by themselves. He sent an angel, right?
Thank God he did.
And they exited without a single burn.
Wow.
They did not smell the smoke. Their hair wasn't singed. None of that, right?
Wow.
Now, you got to understand, God was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the big three.
Yes.
Before they even got to the furnace.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was in the furnace with them, and he was with them after the furnace. Right?
Thank God.
They were never alone because God was with them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to go on, okay? I got a few more.
Yeah.
The same God was with Daniel. Let's talk about Daniel for a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
God gave Daniel extraordinary wisdom and the ability to interpret dreams. Despite a decree banning prayer to anyone but the king, Daniel continued to pray to God. He was sentenced to be killed by lions in their den for his defiance, right? God closed the mouth of the lions and saved Daniel.
Wow.
God was with Daniel through his trials and his tribulations.
Amen.
Daniel was never without God. He was never alone, right?
Amen.
Now, last but certainly not least, I could have started with him.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, thank God.
Now, you know God was with Jesus, right?
Yes, he was.
When Jesus went into the wilderness and was tempted, God was with him, right?
Yes, he was.
Before God sent him to earth, he was with them, wasn't he?
Yes, yes.
When Jesus fed the multitude, God was with him.
Amen.
When he was falsely accused and crucified,
God was with him.
God was with him, wasn't he?
Yes.
When he rose on the third day and then ascended to heaven, what? God was with him, wasn't he?
Yes.
Jesus and God became one because God was always with them and he had the ultimate relationship with God. Jesus knew God better than anybody. To this day. To this day. Let's be honest.
Yes.
I don't know nobody that knows God like Jesus did, or he'd be doing what Jesus did.
Yes.
Okay? It ain't me. I wish.
Yes.
I'm working on it.
Yes.
Now, I just gave you several examples of God being with people through their trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
I also gave you their success stories through God, right?
Amen.
How they were saved from life or death, et cetera, right?
Yes.
Now, let's look at us, okay? We have to understand that God is with us when it seems that we have no hope at all. We get depressed, we get down. But we fail to realize that even through that, God is with us.
Amen.
He was with us before we got lost hope or got depressed. He's with us during, and he'll certainly be with us afterwards. Because he's going to pull us out of it. I'll get to that in a minute.
God
is with us when we are sick. Like your sciatic nerve is acting up. Like mine, okay? But I understand that God was with me before it started hurting.
Mm-hmm.
He's with me now during this process.
Yes.
And he'll be with me after it's over.
After it's over. Yes, he will.
Now, God is with us when we are losing sleep over something in our lives. Have you ever lost any sleep over something?
Yep.
Been troubling you, can't just toss and turn, turn and toss, because you can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Well, God is with us during those times, before, during, and after. Mm-hmm. God is with us when we are treated badly in life. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You know? We're going to, you know, everybody's gotten mistreated one way or another because humans are humans, okay?
Yes, yes.
But that doesn't mean that God has left you. Mm. God is with you.
Mm.
And he's going to help you through it.
Wow.
That's the God we serve.
Thank God.
Now, God is also with us when we don't get that raise or that promotion when we should.
Wow.
Right? I mean, let's face it, God gave us the job in the first place, right?
Yeah.
So you know he's going to be with us.
Yeah.
God is with us, and this is very important, when we fall. Because we all fall short of the glory of God because we're sinners.
Mm.
God is with us during all that whole process.
Wow.
And he's forgiving.
Thank God.
Now, I gave you some of the things that goes on in our life. Yeah. Let me tell you what God does about it, okay?
Thank God.
God is also with us and gives us comfort and hope.
Thank God.
When you're hopeless, God is hope. And he comforts us and he gives us hope and said, you know what? It's going to be all right. I got this.
I appreciate
That's what God says. I got this.
Please, Lord.
God is also with us and heals us when we are sick.
Mm.
I already know my sad nerves are going to be better in a few days. You know, because that's how God is.
Yeah.
I trust him.
Mm.
He's not, he's with me now. He'll be with me afterwards.
Amen.
God is also with us and gives us rest when things in our lives are off course.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had anything in your life off course where things just didn't line up?
Or
you
line
couldn't
up.
Sleep, couldn't eat, couldn't do anything?
Yeah.
Well, God takes us out of that situation.
Mm.
He brings us forth. Because he loves us.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
God is also with us and treats us with love and respect as only God can.
Praise the Lord.
Right? God is also with us and is the one who makes a way for us to get the job or promotion or the raise.
Mm.
Now, listen carefully. It might not happen in our time, but it will happen in his time. Okay? Amen? He just needs us to keep the faith.
Praise
because
Lord.
It will happen. It's just going to be on his time schedule, not ours.
Mm.
God doesn't even look at our time schedule.
Mm.
He has his own. That's why he's God.
Amen.
But he's perfect.
Yes, he
so
is.
You know if he has that perfect timeline, it's going to be right.
Because
God can't do no wrong. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. God can't do no wrong. God is also with us to pick us up when we are down or we're steered off course. Because we do. But God is with us.
Thank
he
you.
Says, you know what? He'll tap you on your shoulder or sometimes he'll correct you in a different way.
Yes.
But either way, he's going to tell you, you know what? You're not on the road you're supposed to be on.
No.
Take my hand and I will lead you on the right road. Ooh.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And he does, doesn't he? Lord knows I've been on some dirt roads, okay? Some real bad roads, okay? I ain't even kidding. But he was with us.
Thank
he was with me. You know why? Real simple reason, because God loves us. Every last one of us. Amen? Saints, no matter what you are going through, whether it is good or not so good, God is there for us always. Saints, we're not alone. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you praise and thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for not leaving us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're not alone, that you're a God that watches over us, carries us, corrects us, loves us unconditionally. You are God. We thank you for being our God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our God. Father, I pray, Lord, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that it will touch everyone that hears it, Lord. I pray that you will draw people to hear this word, and it will touch their hearts so they'll know, Lord, without any doubt at all, that you are always with them, Lord. You're always with us. Yes. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray, Lord, thank you for using me. May you be glorified in this word, and people will truly understand, Lord, that you're a God that is there. Yes. Through thick and thin. Father, we thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.